now, Mike, I really don't have one. Both of the vehicles, or three of the vehicles that I have, four-wheel vehicles, have radios in them, so they're the favorite one if I'm in that vehicle, I guess. I typically will carry a handy talkie with me if I'm in my wife's car, because it doesn't have a radio in that one. And depending on it, I will carry my DMR if it's any type of weather issue for the day, and I will grab one of the handy talkies, depending on which one's charged up. So I have an assortment of them. There is a Radio Oddity model that I will carry sometimes just because I can program it by Bluetooth if I need to change something, but generally it'll be my Kenwood THD-7. That is my oldest radio. That was really my second radio that I bought. The first handy talkie that I bought was a Radio Shack HTX-202. So this would be my second radio, and that's usually my go-to radio if I have to take something in a go bag, because I'm very familiar with it, and I can program it easily from the keyboard, do whatever I needed to do without thinking about it. So I guess that would be it in the handy talkie range. Let me break. Busy weekend for me. Saturday, I built another flower box. After I built the two for my wife's, my cousin that lives down in Flushing contacted my wife and said, "Hey, can you build me one?" So that's what I did Saturday. I spent 8 hours in the basement in the shop building another flower box. Finished it up on Saturday, or on Sunday morning, so it's done, and they're going to come pick it up tomorrow, go out to dinner with us and pick up their flower box tomorrow. Saturday, I mowed lawn, worked in the garden, worked to help my wife weed her flower beds around the house a little bit, and then finally got a chance to relax after the 5 o'clock net and kind of just relax from there. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round KCHYVF.